This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're back in a few moments. We're going to be bringing on Brian Boland, the UVA tennis coach. Brian's a very busy guy, so I think we're going to have a hard time tracking him down, but we're working on it. Let me give you a little bit of background real quickly. For over a decade, he's been synonymous with success. UVA tennis, they've just won three consecutive ACC tournaments, which is powerful stuff. I think they've now won 60 consecutive ACC matches in a row to take the – that's now the ACC record. They've established a new record.
As a UVA graduate, you should know that 60 consecutive also means in a row.
There you go. I appreciate that. See, this is another reason why we should have a squelch button on Jim's microphone. I'd dump him, but there's no way. All right. Before,
it's only a matter of time.
Before Brian came to Virginia, he was at Indiana State, where he did very well and set all kinds of standards. But one thing is for certain, his winning percentage coming into this season was over 80%. And since in this year he's only lost one match, or the team has only lost one match, so that percentage has gone up this year. I think every school in the country would love to have him. Hopefully John Oliver has crafted a good deal that's ironclad that keeps Brian around for a few more years.
I would think so. I mean, as we discussed with John Oliver, I think the leadership of men and women's programs at Virginia has never been stronger top to bottom, and Brian Boland, a good example of that. We need to ask him about that one match. What happened? I mean, was that coaching?
That was the law of averages.
He obviously has talent.
Law of averages.
Maybe that one match was coaching.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I did see an interesting stat, and this is one of those stats that supports winners, but I think two of Virginia's players actually have never lost. They're going to graduate this year. They've never lost an ACC match. I think one of these guys, I think it's Lee Singer, is one of them, and it might be Houston Barrick. Those guys, I don't think, have ever lost an ACC match while wearing the UVA uniform.
What is the uniform in tennis?
It's pretty much all white. There's a little orange and navy blue piping.
A little trim. Okay.
A little trim. It's a very simplistic deal.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to check that out.
I think their warm-ups are pretty lavish, though. I think they do run.
They don't use orange balls, do they?
No, not orange balls. But they do have the V Sabre logo on the ball, which I think is pretty cool.
That would be very nice. Yeah.
You think Brian by now would have gotten me a can of those balls, because we're always talking about the tennis team.
They probably sell them at the bookstore if you want to buy some of them.
We might not be able to find Brian today, so we're going to talk about some of the other sports. Certainly the baseball program deserves some airtime. Last night, Phil Gosselin cracked a grand slam, I believe, in the second inning into the left field bleachers and put Virginia up 4-0 against the
Chanticleers.
The Chanticleers from Coastal Carolina, Jim thinks they were on a bus, but my sources tell me they were on a jet yesterday.
I love the Chanticleers.
That's a great name.
That's a great name.
Anyway, Virginia.
Don't know what it means. No, what's that mean? What is a Chanticleer? A pirate?
I think they do have a little pirate, a little arg in them. But the Hoos are looking very sharp right now, and they've got a fairly beefy schedule coming up. Still got Georgetown. They're playing Georgetown tonight. Then they travel down to Duke for three games. Then Virginia will host Virginia Commonwealth University.
And we will be there for that game. But on the Duke, isn't the local chapter of the Alumni Association taking a bus down to one of the Duke
games? I believe there is an organized trip. So if you go on richmondhoos.org, I think you can still jump in on that. And Patrick Bush is probably right in the middle of that.
Little cross-promotion there. I hope they heard that. We're trying to help them out. And I think they're playing at the Durham Bulls minor league stadium. Which
is one of the nicest stadiums around. Also, Virginia is looking forward to May 14th, that weekend, playing North Carolina for a three-game series in Charlottesville. And they've added a whole bunch of new seats, which pushes Davenport Field to almost 5,000 fixed seats. It won't be long before they have to build some new fixed seating there, because clearly demand requires it. And certainly Virginia needs to provide the supply.
Well, there's nothing like winning. The success has many fathers, failure is an orphan, as they say.
Well, we need to get up there for the we're going to be there for the VCU game, and I'm planning to go up, I think, for one of those North Carolina games. want to see the Hoos battle the Tar Heels in some fierce ACC baseball.
You just love that light blue, that's all. Here.
I like to cheer against them, and you know that. Then Virginia has VMI, and that's my revenge date. I'm looking forward to the Hoos making amends for that.
Yeah, I noted in the paper today that the Hokies took care of the key debts yesterday.
But that was in Blacksburg. I noticed the Hokies didn't travel down to Lexington. But Virginia then travels away to play Miami in a crucial three-game series.
There again, they travel. They don't travel away.
Well, they are traveling. Either way,
they're on the road.
Mr. Semantics, wish you'd worry about the other details as much as that. And then Virginia will travel down to Greensboro for the ACC tournament, which they won last year in surprising fashion. That should be a lot of fun. So
that wouldn't be a surprise this year.
Baseball, well, the competition is fierce, as you know.
Well, the ACC is one of the better baseball leagues in the country. You look up and down the standings, you know, Georgia Tech, one of the better teams in the country, Miami, Florida State, Virginia Tech now ranked in the top 20. So got a whole lot of folks who are playing excellent college baseball.
Well, we're excited. Looking down the road, obviously baseball, the ACC tournament wraps up at the end of May, and then the NCAA regionals and Super Regionals and the College World Series, all that takes place in June. Baseball seems to run forever. And if the critics of the student-athlete model really want to focus on something, it may not be football. It might be, look how many games baseball plays. Holy cow.
Well, particularly, I think that, you know, they start practicing in the fall, maybe organized, maybe not. I don't know exactly how that's structured, but certainly start playing games in, what, February? And run all the way through the second semester. Now, the good news for them is exams are long since over by the time they get to the NCAA tournament, so they don't have class conflicts or exams. But nevertheless, as you say, long season.
Well, let's run through a review of our spring sports real quickly, and we're going to alternate. First off, men's tennis. They're ranked number one. They defeated Duke 4-2 to win the ACC tournament and are looking forward to the NCAA regional play, which begins on May 14th. So tennis is locked and loaded. They have high expectations. Only one loss all year, a little hiccup. Other than that, they swept the ACC, which is one of the preeminent conferences in the country.
Hate to jinx them, but it certainly would be disappointing, I guess, if they don't win the national title. Women's tennis, the number 26-ranked Hoos, lost to Clemson 4-2 in the ACCs and are gearing up for NCAA regional play themselves on May 14th.
Men's baseball, we alluded to some of that. They're back ranked number one again, swept Maryland last weekend, taking all three games and, in fact, outscoring the Terrapins 43-7 in the process. You talk about taking somebody behind the woodshed, 43 runs in a three-game series. Holy cow, I think every pitcher for Maryland probably has whiplash by now. Then they defeated Coastal Carolina last night. Big game tonight up in Charlottesville against Georgetown. Excuse me. Georgetown, that's correct. They've added new seating, in Charlottesville. We talked about that. They've now got the capacity up to 4,825 seats. Those seats will be in place for the May 14th series, that Friday against North Carolina. Go Hoos.
And the good news, those seats will be there when the NCAAs come, because you have to believe Virginia's going to get first round, if not beyond that, if they are successful.
So hopefully they can host a sub-regional.
Right, right. Men's lacrosse. We, again, talked earlier about this. The number one ranked Hoos beat Duke and Maryland this past weekend to win the ACC championship in College Park. The Hoos play their final regular season game against Robert Morris on Saturday at Klockner Stadium at 1 p.m. as they get ready for the NCAAs that begin on May 15th. Brian Carroll, Mikey Thompson, Max Pomper, and all the seniors are fired up for NCAA play, which will hopefully end with a championship in Baltimore on Memorial Day.
Well, it's been since 2006 that Virginia has won the championship, and I'm certain those seniors would like to go out having provided a championship.
Absolutely.
Women's lacrosse, currently ranked number four in the nation. They pounded Virginia Tech 18-6 in the ACC tournament, but then they lost to number three seed Maryland on their home field up there at College Park last weekend. The Hoos travel out to Northwestern on Friday to play their final regular season game, and then they'll be gearing up for the NCAAs beginning on May 16th.
Men's golf, the number 21-ranked Wahoos finished second in the ACCs. Will Collins and Ben Knowles led the Hoos heading into this weekend's 23rd Birdwood Classic in Charlottesville versus 11 other teams. Go Hoos.
Women's golf, the number 13 ranked Hoos finished in second place at the ACC tournament. The Hoos are seeded fifth in the West Regional, and they travel to Stanford for the weekend of May the 6th to face 24 other teams.
Women's softball, Cavaliers stand at 32-18, 12-5 in the ACC, good for second place leading into this weekend's series versus Florida State. Pitcher Melanie Mitchell has 25 wins of the 32, very impressive. ACC tournament begins May 14th in Blacksburg.
Women's crew, they're ranked number 3 in the nation. They swept the ACC championships in all categories. This is the 10th time in 11 years that Kevin Sauer's team has done so well. The Hoos are hosting Penn at 12 noon on Saturday at the Rivanna Reservoir. The regional championships begin on May 15th in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Good luck, ladies.
Men's and women's track and field competed in the Penn Relays, and ACC champion Robbie Andrews was named ACC Performer of the Week after anchoring the 4x800 team to win the Championship of America Relay title. UVA's first since 1943. It's been a while. Alex Bowman, Lance Roller, and Steve Finley ran strong legs before Andrews' great run. He outkicked Oregon's Olympian Andrew Wheating in front of 54,000 people at Franklin Field. UVA coach Jason Vigilante is on cloud nine, as he should be.
No doubt. And Robbie Andrews won the indoor race this year up north and apparently had just a sensational year. And looking for still greater things here in the NCAAs coming up.
Yeah, 54,000 at Franklin Field. That's a very impressive crowd at the former home of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We're going to head to our last break before our final segment at this time, and looking forward to wrapping up our plans for our final show of the year, which will be on May 20th, and we'll come back to you in a few minutes.